Welcome to the show. I'm Kevin.
I'm Lyle.
And this is Random.
Random. We're going to get wild and crazy on you bitches tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit weird. See, here's the thing. We were talking about what we should talk, what we should start with tonight, topic-wise. And we batted a couple of ideas around. And we actually have a couple good ideas we almost went with. You'll hear in future shows. But basically, what this show is going to be basically the election at this point.
We felt like we had to touch on it. And we did mention it a little bit in a previous episode, our first episode towards the end. But we felt like it's such a hot topic right now. We both have very strong, I would say, beliefs concerning this.
Dude, you
this
know
election.
What? I think you and I are almost aligned on
this. We almost are, which is weird because politically, Kevin and I are pretty far apart in terms of our views. But the craziness that is going on right now is pretty
it's a shit show. Go ahead and say it. It is. And you know what?
I was gonna say clusterfuck, but yeah.
It make it to be a bigger shit show.
Oh, it's going to.
Yeah. I mean, but it's hard to imagine a bigger shit show than now. So as we record this, it's Wednesday the 16th. So yesterday was Super Tuesday part two. Where Florida and Ohio, et cetera, were decided.
And right, and for those of you who don't know, that's where there's multiple states for presidential primaries that happen on the same day. So basically, you get a very good picture of who's ahead on those days because it's multiple states. It's not just one.
Right. So, you know, a guy can win a state, you know, if it's just one state going.
Right.
You don't really get a picture. A guy can win that state. But in this case, Trump took, I believe, everything except for Ohio. Yeah. And Kasich won that one and all the delegates that come with it. Marco Rubio suspended his campaign after getting only one county. That would be Miami-Dade.
I think it's Miami-Dade.
Which is his home county. Trump took the rest of them, and you know, the day wasn't even out yet, and he was pulling the plug. I guess if you don't win your home state or only win one county in your home state, yeah, it's time to, you know, tiptoe out the fucking door, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's a pretty bad showing. And just for those of you who know or want to know, Trump is ahead by a pretty big margin right now in the Republican primaries. He's got 673 delegates. Cruz is 411, and Kasich has 143.
It'd be the hard C at the end of Kasich.
It's Kasich, sorry. Yeah. You need 1,237 for a nomination. So Trump is halfway there, a little bit more than halfway there. So he looks like he's pretty much way ahead right now.
Now, see, the thing about it is as far as the GOP as a party is concerned, and I don't know, obviously there's varying degrees of interest in this, and hopefully stick with us because, you know, we're going to get down to the basics of it. So basically what happens is people vote in primaries and caucuses in states throughout the year, and then there's a convention, and then the delegates that were won by those candidates in those states place the ballots at the convention, and then the person gets nominated. Right. So supposedly, or as they say in Delaware,
supposedly,
right. you know, if you get to that number that Lyle mentioned, which is for Republicans,
that's Republicans. It's more for Democrats.
Right. So if you get to that number, you know, in the past, it's always been you get to that number, you're in.
You're in.
There's not a question. There's, you know, it's just the vote is a formality.
Right.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, is such a reviled character by a lot of people, but yeah, specifically by the Republican Party, because number one, they think he's a RINO, which is RINO, Republican in name only.
Right.
Plus, you know, they don't think that he represents the quote unquote, you know, traditional values of the GOP.
And I think the most important
one, I think that's kind of why he's winning these things.
It might be. Yeah. And the most important one, Kevin, and we discussed this briefly before the show, is because I don't think they think he can get elected.
Right.
They want to win more than anything. I mean, you know, so it shocks me that they would let it go. It would shock me if they would let it go if they thought he couldn't win. The problem is his runner-up right now is Ted Cruz, who's also,
it's possible by some people he's hated even more.
He's hated even more. I just read on The Onion.
so it's got to be true.
I was reading The Onion today. No, it's not true, but it's really funny. It says, brutal anti-Cruz attack ad, just 30 seconds of candidate's photo displayed without any text, voiceover, or music.
That'll do it.
It's just this picture. And, I told Kevin before, I said, you know, the guy, when I look at the guy, he seems like he's the perfect definition of the word smarmy. Like,
and then you looked it up, and what's the actual definition?
I closed it, but
well, reopen it because it's perfect.
I will, but it was it's perfect. It's ingratiating and wheedling in a way that is perceived as insincere or excessive.
Perfect.
Some synonyms are slick, oily, and greasy.
I likened him to the mix between a tent show preacher and a used car salesman.
Yeah, he's not electable either. So I think the Republicans are in a really weird spot right now. And the thing is, the base is really excited by Trump because they think he can change things. They think he can win. They think that he's speaking from his heart, which I totally don't believe. I think he's a crazy person. And he has to be crazy to say some of the things he's saying. And, you know, I apparently John Oliver mentioned this, but I mentioned it too earlier. And we discovered that John Oliver said something about it too. But he went on Fox and actually advocated for killing terrorist families, which is a war crime. Like, you're not allowed to do that.
Right. You're not supposed to have a intentional collateral damage.
So you have the front runner for the Republican nomination of the United States presidency, right? Advocating on live television for war crimes. Avocadoing. on live television for a war crime, committing war crimes, which is insanity. And this is why this guy can't become president.
The man said, I could walk out in the street and shoot somebody and my supporters wouldn't care. I think when he first started this, He started it as a goof.
I don't think so.
Well, you know what?
Guy with that ego? No.
Right, but I don't think he thought he could get as far as he has. I don't.
I disagree with that, because
he's tried it before. So
I think he's just a crazy person who is totally crazy enough to believe that he can become president. And you're right, he has done it before and didn't get as far, but there were other candidates then. Again, this time, they had Bush, Carson, who didn't come off as genuine at all.
Oh, yeah. Carson really, you know, nice enough guy. Didn't feel as though he had a chance.
Maybe. You have guys like Ted Cruz and Rubio who just for one reason or another, I mean, I don't even know what it is about Cruz, but everybody seems to hate him.
Then you had Paul. Yeah. Then you had Christie.
Yep.
And, you know, Christie, you know, at one point in his career, people thought, you know, this guy could be the president at some point. But the thing about it is he was the guy who told it like it was and wasn't afraid to say the hard things. Trump out-Christied Trump.
He did.
Once Trump came along, Christie was just, he just looked like another schmuck.
And the other thing was, Christie made a massive mistake when he said that he would repeal any marijuana legalization that had gone on. You know, he didn't believe in that. Marijuana's dangerous. Just somebody who, you look at him, and this is funny because you would think that people wouldn't care so much because they're voting for Trump, but they looked at him and felt like he didn't understand, like, science and stuff. They're like, what are you talking about, dude?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, this is not, dude, what you're saying is not true. But, you know, I mean, look at
Trump.
Well,
the stoners didn't really care because they were probably too stoned to have heard
him. They were just like,
they weren't watching the news. What? They were watching cartoons. Come on.
You can't come out and say stuff like that. And the other thing about Christie is he's just not charismatic. You know, he's a big, fat, sweaty. Yeah, just like.
Well, you know, speaking from the point of big, fat, sweaty guys, you know.
Right, but you have to have charisma.
I'm somewhat charismatic.
You have to. That's my point. You have to have charisma if you're going to be that dude.
I could be president.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Fucking Trump's going to get elected, so.
God.
He's got as good a shot as anybody.
The thing is that, you know, I generally vote across the board. I vote for the person, not the party.
Right.
You know, I probably voted for more Democrats in the past 8 years than I have Republicans.
Right.
Whereas you just go, you know, left hand and that's all.
I don't always do that.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
Who was the last Republican you voted for?
Castle was probably, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was.
Yeah, I voted for him.
Yeah.
Every
you?
Single time. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was what, like 10 years ago?
Probably eight, something like that. Yeah, something like, I don't know. Whenever he retired, I guess. You know, it was when I stopped.
Well, Christine McDonald or Donald, whatever her name was.
Yeah.
That was in 2008.
Okay.
So, you know, Castle was out of...
So I guess it would have been 2004, so 12 years ago would have been the last time I...
It's a long time, dude, to just go one party.
I mean, look at what the Republican Party has did since that point, though. They went crazy. Everybody went crazy, especially these local bastards, man. Well, they're all nuts.
Well, I don't know if they're nuts, but they're not contenders. They're not
They're just it's insanity. Yeah, I mean, they come out and they say these things that I just can't. You mentioned Rubio earlier. What did he say?
You
didn't support abortion under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances.
I'm out. I'm done with that.
And that's when I clapped out of him, too, because yeah. He was doing well in that debate. It was the second or third one, I guess. And I thought, you know, Rubio is, you know, he's a good-looking guy. He's young. He's charismatic. You know, he's got it going on. But then all of a sudden he says that. I'm like, okay, well, scratch that dude off the card.
Done. Can't even consider him when he says stuff like that. And I feel the same way about Trump. And I think what's really interesting, and we touched on this in the very first podcast, but we didn't really go into it, is that the fact that both parties, visibly now, you can see with data, they're voting this way, that they're just sick of the establishment. The problem is...
I wouldn't say both parties.
They are.
Hillary's as establishment as you get.
Even with Hillary's lead, and it is, I don't know if it's considerable yet, but it's pretty big. It's double. I would say that's probably considerable. She's a little bit more than halfway there, by the way, as well. But Sanders is taking a large chunk. So I think.
Right. Well, see, if you read Reddit a lot, if you look at the all subreddit, basically all you see is Bernie Sanders stuff. So if you read that, you get the impression that Bernie Sanders is actually has a shot.
He doesn't have a shot. And it's funny that I saw another.
So
Onion article.
The Democrats don't want the outsider. Young people who are voting for Bernie want the outsider.
I think enough of them do, though. And I think.
But not enough to swing it.
Yeah, but here's what's interesting. Hillary Clinton's a legit candidate. Right.
She's a legit
candidate. Right. So to upset that, it would take a lot. The Republican Party didn't have any. They didn't have any legit candidates.
Jeb was probably a legit candidate.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, governor of Florida. Yeah.
Sure.
Resume wise.
Have you heard him talk, though?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just not going to be president. It's a popularity
when he
contest.
Asked the crowd that was there to see him to clap.
Oh, that was great.
Please clap. I was like, really, dude?
And you got Trump on the other side going, the wall's going to be 10 feet higher.
We're going to make Mexico pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, he just says he can say anything.
Okay, so
right now.
So let's examine why we think Trump has ignited. I wouldn't call it the base because the base of the Republican Party is conservative. So Trump scares the shit out of the base.
Yeah.
Okay. So why is it that Trump is igniting this fire? People are leaving the Democratic Party and changing to the Republican Party to vote for him.
What's funny is this is the result of the Tea Party movement. This is not the shift in the Republican Party. It happened several years ago.
Right.
When they went Tea Party, people were not they were not okay with what the established Republican Party were doing long ago. And Tea Party came in, started saying radical stuff, and they started scooping up seats, right? That happened, undeniably. And we had some crazy people in office. You know, they were saying some things that were pretty
Michelle Bachmann.
Out there. Yeah, just
really, I saw her on CNN today. I'm like, what'd they drag her out of?
She was on the House Intelligence Committee. Like, how is that even possible?
Dude.
How is that even possible?
Right. So
that woman that was like, I'm not sure about evolution. What? You can't be on an intelligence committee.
Well, see, you know, the thing about the Tea Party is they had a lot of their...
Well, they got hijacked too, by the way.
A lot of their base was, you know, religion-based as well. Uh-huh. Trump is really the only candidate not religion-based.
That's the point I was getting to, is that finally they have somebody who is anti-establishment, but is also not so crazy that, you know, he says something that's unforgivable. And I don't know why war crimes aren't. I don't know why, you know, the Mexican rape thing, you know, we could argue that, you know, he got kind of, he got a little bit railroaded on that statement because people are getting raped when they're brought over. There's like a certain percentage. And
right. If you look at crime nationwide and rapes and things, there are people who are illegal immigrants that are doing those, but there are a lot of people who are illegal immigrants that are just trying to raise families.
That's the point. But the thing I'm trying to say is that,
I wish you'd get to the point about it.
I'm getting there. Come on now.
It's a long and winding road,
not,
man.
It's not, dude. We just started talking about it.
Come on.
I think the point that I'm trying to make is that while Trump says crazy stuff, he says crazy stuff that can be popular with that core group of people, right? You can't alienate all women, right, by saying, you know, you can't get pregnant from rape. Right. You can't alienate.
Well, he didn't say that.
No, he didn't. But some other Republican guy did. Some other Tea Party guy did. I forget the guy's name. So you can't get elected saying stuff like that. You can get elected being quasi-racist as a Republican. You know, you can be, oh, well, we don't want the Mexicans. You know what I mean? You can get away with that as a Republican. You can't attack Americans. Right. Which a lot of Republicans were doing.
All right. So what is it that Trump is doing that is appealing to the people who are flocking to
him? He's anti-establishment. He's that's what it is.
Specifically. So we were talking about this before. He's like, you know, let's have a strong military, but get out of the Middle East. Let mm-hmm. them leave them to themselves. Mm-hmm. A lot of people feel that way.
Yep.
You know, we have to take care of our vets. The way our vets are, you know, I'm kind of paraphrasing him. The way our vets are treated mm-hmm. is unconscionable. Yeah. We have to take care of our vets. A lot of people dig that.
Yep.
You know, legal immigration is fine as long as they're not Muslim, which is a different thing, but which appeals to some people.
It does.
And it does. You know,
that quarter of people, sure.
Right. I just want to, you know, and again, paraphrasing him, I want to get rid of the illegal immigrants. Stop the flow of illegals into this country. Get the illegals out and, you know, make them go through the process. Now, there are a lot of people, including people who have come here legally, gone through the process, which is a major pain in the ass.
It is.
They don't want the illegals to get amnesty. Right. Wait a minute. I busted my ass to come here and become a citizen legally, and we're going to let these assholes stay?
Yeah. So I would agree with you on the Republican side. We're not talking about Democrats right now, because Democrats,
we'll get there.
They would completely disagree with all
we'll
that.
We'll get there.
But no, you're absolutely right. And the other thing is he's really good at molding his image. He's got a brand. He's had a brand.
For decades.
And I think people perceive him to be an amazing businessman when, if you look at the numbers, it's not always true, right? I mean, he's definitely made some money, but he's also had some major flops, and you would expect that. Anybody who's, you know, developing and stuff
like that.
Not
everything succeeds.
It doesn't. But he has this perception.
Yeah, of
being this amazing business person. He also has this perception, which isn't true either, of not taking any outside money, right? You know, and I don't know, I've spent maybe $20 million on this. I don't know. You know, there's no way that he spent all of his own money. In fact, you can go look at it. He's accepted money.
I'm sure.
And he said, you know, well, you know, when I get $6 from a grandma in Texas, how do you send that back? You tell him, thank you, ma'am, and you move on. And, you know, but it's probably not all that, right? Somebody's cutting him checks.
Well, if you really want to know, you can find it.
You can. You can. Well, I don't know. They can
public
hide
record.
Yeah, but they can hide it pretty well nowadays.
Well, you know, what happens is he probably has a super PAC and people are donating to that.
Yeah.
He's not beholden to those people.
Right.
Right. They're not donating to him.
Well, no, he's taken in, I forget what the number was, but I want to say it was like $2 million or something like that.
Right.
So not a whole lot of money. But still, he is accepting. He keeps saying, you know, I'm not accepting any money, but he is. But I think people respect that part of it. They're like, he's not going to take outside money. He's going
to
do what...
He's not beholden to lobbyists, et cetera.
All that
which,
kind of stuff.
Which, you know, is somewhat appealing. If it was somebody else.
It is, right.
If it was Kasich.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, Dennis, you know, yeah. Dude, let's go, John. We're, you know. Yeah. But it's not.
It's not.
All right, so...
And to think that he's not beholden to anyone is absolutely insane, because he's a businessman.
Right. One thing I thought was pretty funny was, like, I heard it on the news... You know, reports are that Donald Trump has New York mob ties. I'm like, excuse me, this is a guy who did construction in New York City. There's no way you don't deal with mob guys if you're doing construction in New York City.
Yeah, of course he does.
You know, there were a lot of guys who were working no show and no work jobs on Trump properties, guaranteed.
Of course.
You know, so does he deal with those people? If you want to get something built in New York with unions, you've got to. It's just the way it goes.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. And none of that stuff bothers me at all, really. I don't
cost
care
of
about
doing business.
I don't care about any of that kind of stuff.
All right, so
what I care about is the stuff he says.
All that stacked up, and we've talked about all the, you know, not all, but some of the negatives of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The people who support him don't care.
I don't think they believe it.
Whether they believe it or not.
Yeah, I think they believe that he's an amazing business person.
He's
a good leader.
That the positives outweigh the negatives.
Yes.
Okay? Which leads us to Hillary.
Yeah.
So we're going to switch sides now. So I think... It's the same with her. There are plenty of negatives there,
mm-hmm.
but and one of Trump's positives is he's not Hillary.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a huge positive for him.
He's ahead right now, and there's going to be a certain percentage of Republicans that would vote for anyone against Hillary Clinton.
But, you know, there's people, well, I'm registered independent. I have voted Republican, but I'm not going to vote. If it's Trump and Hillary, I just won't vote for the president.
Well, our vote doesn't matter anyway. We live in Delaware, but
yeah, it's true. It's going to be D. So
yeah, no vote has ever been swung by three.
Two schmucks.
Three
in a
votes in the Electoral College.
Did you ever see the movie Swing Vote with Kevin Costner?
Yes, I have seen it. Yeah,
he's like, hey, yeah. People knocking on his door. Hey, we need you to come out.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
pretty good.
So talking about Hillary, you know, her negatives have been touted all over the news, especially Fox News and other places as well.
Yep.
So, you know, there's, you know, more than 60% of the people think she's the most dishonest person in the race right now. You know, all kinds of things. You know, she's under federal investigation for, you know, emails, et cetera.
And should be indicted, honestly.
Should be, yeah. She won't be, probably.
No,
she should be.
There's no way she will be, and which is really fucked up. But the bottom line is she's a Clinton. She's Hillary Clinton. She's a very powerful woman. There's not a chance in hell anybody crosses them. There's no way.
Not if they want to live.
She gets indicted. So,
I mean, don't think it's beyond them to, you know, take out a contract.
There's no way she gets indicted. But she absolutely should be. Like, if that was a paper boy that did that, that dude would be.
Well, other people that were in her position that basically released, you know, classified documents are in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, there's a rule against that. We could argue about whether or not that's valid or not, but the bottom line is she's a public official who knew about confidential documents and confidential document security and violated it.
I don't know, dude. The IT guy who set up her server was given immunity.
I know.
So that doesn't bode well, but still.
It doesn't matter.
But, you know,
they'll use it as a political ploy, but they will not.
The thing about it is it's the government, and the government is currently under Democrat control. So if you say, you know, the Republicans have no control over the FBI.
Yeah, but they have to. Yeah, but they have to investigate it, right? If they just dropped it, it would look really fishy.
Well, you know, if they investigate it.
You never know.
The
maybe
end,
they gave him immunity, but he couldn't talk about it.
Well, I think that's part of the deal.
Yeah, so
shut
his mouth.
The reason he's given immunity is so that he can speak freely and tell the truth about what her involvement was
to the FBI.
Yeah,
yeah, but
he's not going to talk to the New York Times,
right? I think that's probably what they were afraid of, much more than, you know, anything
right.
else.
So, you know, should she be arrested and possibly tried for treason or whatever the charge would be? Absolutely.
It wouldn't be treason, but it would be, you know, violation of.
I've heard that word bandied about.
Well, of course you have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very politically charged word. But I don't think anybody believes that she's, you know, committed treason. Like, she's not.
No, because there was no malicious intent
there.
It was just stupidity, you know, and, you know, whatever. So
hubris.
Yeah, that's probably exactly it. Oh, I'm Hillary Clinton. I can do any goddamn thing I want
to. Me.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, all of the negatives for her, you know, people think she's a lying sack of shit. You know, the emails, you know, Benghazi keeps coming up because, it's mostly a Fox News drudge thing, but it's still out there.
Well, it is in the Republican circles. I don't know that
anybody's
talking about it on CNN ever again.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But it's still something that Americans discuss.
Maybe, yeah.
Right. And, you know, the list goes on and on about, you know, her past, you know.
She's got
the thing about women, you know, women who were raped need to be heard, but except people that were potentially raped by my husband.
Right.
Don't hear from them.
Yeah.
You know, so there's all kinds of issues there. But again, she's not Republican, so Democrat supporters love her to death. Going to vote for her no matter what she does.
Well, she has three things going for her. Three major things.
She's married to Bill.
She's a Clinton.
That's one.
That was number one, right? Her husband was president for 8 years. She's been in government for a long time. She's a politician. You know, she's a Clinton. Number two is she's a woman, right? We've never had a woman president. She's a strong female leader.
For some people, that's all it takes.
Yeah. So, I mean, and
that's enough.
That's a big deal. I mean, we shouldn't underestimate that because...
But you know what? A lot of women that I know don't like her.
I mean, that might be true, but still, on a global scale, or at least an American scale,
right?
Like, you look at the average woman, would they respect...
I tend to look at
probably,
above average women.
That's funny, guy.
All right, I look at average women, too. Sorry, go ahead.
I mean, come on, man.
All right, below average women. I basically look...
Every woman.
Person of pulse, I'm taking a look.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah, so the female vote is a very, very strong thing, and she is by far the most powerful woman in the United States. Maybe the world. I don't know. You know, there's probably some really powerful women out there.
Well, there are women that are actually, you know, leaders of countries.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but I mean, this is the United States. She was married to a former president. Like,
well, she is married to a former president.
She is married to a former president. She used to be first lady. Like, she's got
resume wise, she's supremely qualified for the gig. Not that she was first lady.
Yeah.
But that she was Secretary of State. She was a senator from New York.
Yep.
So if you look at qualifications, she's got them.
She's got them all.
Right.
And the third thing, and probably the most important one, is that she's not Donald Trump
or not Republican.
Right. Well, I mean, that probably wouldn't matter, but I think it really matters in this race, because I think a lot of independents are going to go, man, I can't really. At least Bill used to run the country and shit didn't fall apart. And yeah, she might have done some shady stuff, but she's got a good resume. I think she's a patriot. This crazy motherfucker. We have no idea what Trump's going to do. I think we play it safe.
Or what he's going to say.
Right.
As a candidate, yeah, you can pretty much get away with stuff.
But he steps into the Oval Office and starts talking shit about foreign nations.
Yeah, when you step out and do the State of the Union.
His foreign policy is horrifying. Because it's basically like, fuck everyone.
And a lot of people like that,
too. They do, but you can't run a country and be like that.
Well, you know,
you have to be willing to work with people and compromise. He can't walk into a meeting with Putin and go, you're fired. Like, he
could, and Putin would probably laugh. But, see, the thing about it is, you know, and this is something that we all know, presidency, all kinds of stuff on the campaign trail. Once they get into office and they start having those meetings where people tell them the way things really are, that shit calms down.
Yeah, but I don't know that a guy like Trump would listen.
I think he would.
I don't think he's a reasonable human being. I really don't.
I don't think he's as reasonable as a person in his position should be.
Right.
But I don't, you know, I think he's... He's the perfect cult of personality candidate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obama was the perfect cult of personality candidate.
He was.
Bush, not so much.
No.
Clinton was, too.
Clinton was very good, too. Yes.
I mean, it was huge.
Yes.
It was huge. Anyway.
Silent age.
Little Donald Trump there.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, when you go back and you look at, you know, guys like Kennedy, very charismatic guy.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly capable of running the country and was probably doing a great job. I was barely alive, but, and you weren't.
For all intents and purposes, I was non-existent. He did a pretty good job, but you see this sway back and forth, you know, in American politics. It happens all the time. You know, FDR, arguably the most popular president ever, right?
Well.
I mean, you know, maybe not. He certainly was elected.
You know what? He was a liberal socialist as well.
He was.
Democratic socialist.
He was. But apparently he dialed down some of, like, people in his cabinet wanted to push the envelope way further, and he dialed it back and was like, look, man.
He got elected four times.
Four times. Yeah. Four times. And there were many people that said if he ran again, we'd vote for him again. You know, we don't care. You know what I mean? But then you have people like Nixon who get in who just aren't charismatic at all.
Right.
They don't have any kind of social presentation.
One thing I heard about Nixon, which was kind of telling to me, is that once he was elected, he refused to have sex with his wife in the White House because the president should not be subject to base desires such as those.
What a weird motherfucker, man.
You know, I was president, I'd be banging up in the White House kitchen.
Well,
you know what I mean?
We know how Jack Kennedy treated it, and we know how...
How Bill kind of
got down. And believe me, they're not the only ones.
Oh, yeah.
There was lots of it. You're the most powerful man in the world. That's a pretty strong aphrodisiac.
Well, it's like Chris Rock said, you know, a man is only as faithful as his options.
That's right.
You know? When you're the most powerful dude on the planet, and, you know, you can't have any woman you want, but the list is a lot longer than hours.
Yeah. it's funny to think about that. And, oh, God, President Trump, Jesus. It scares the shit out of me.
You know what? You know what the fact of the matter is? And we've talked, you know, Lyle and I have been friends since 2000.
Yeah,
right?
Roughly.
So it's a long damn time.
October 2000, yeah.
But the fact of the matter, and we've talked about this every election. Oh, if this person's elected, the country's going to go to hell in a hand. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't really matter that much.
I don't think it does either. And
be fine.
Well, with Trump, I seriously don't know.
I think we'd be fine.
I think he might lead us into war.
You don't think she's more hawkish than anybody.
Yeah, but she's sly about it, right?
It doesn't matter at the end. The end result, you still got a war.
It's not abrupt in your face. I mean, maybe that's true, but I think Trump could get us in some really hot water with some very bad folks. He keeps talking about Muslims like that. Like, you know, we're very good friends with Saudi Arabia. We don't want to fuck that up. You know what I mean? And listen,
we should, though, because they're horrible.
And we could discuss the merits of that if you'd like, Kevin. But from a foreign policy perspective, you don't walk in the room and go, fuck you because you're a Muslim. right? You have to play politics.
Not in front of the cameras, anyway.
It's playing chess. You cannot speak out against a specific race or a specific. You just can't do that as a president.
Well, that's why I would hope that his handlers, as he gets closer, and trust me, I'm not Donald Trump. I'm not going to vote for either of them if it gets to that point. I'm going to probably vote either not at all or, I'll look at the Libertarian candidate, something.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah. But the thing is,
if my vote mattered, if I lived in a state where my vote mattered, if I lived in Ohio or something, I'd probably vote for Hillary just because she's not Donald Trump.
Yeah, but she's Hillary, though.
Again, Bill will be in there. She's got a good resume. She's a strong leader.
So if Bill Clinton was running, you'd vote for him again?
Fuck yeah.
Really?
Over Donald Trump? I just trust him. I trust him way more than I trust Trump, which is not saying that I trust Bill Clinton.
See, that to me
lot.
Is fucking ridiculous because I don't trust any of them.
Well,
if they're on a debate
it's a
stage
scale.
For president, I trust
I'm not voting for Hillary. I'm voting against Trump.
Fair enough.
That's it, dude. I just think he's just fucking crazy. And you can't have a crazy person with his hand on, the nuclear codes and shit. You can't have that.
Did you just say nuclear?
Nuclear.
I thought you said nuclear.
Did I? Nuclear.
I think you said nuclear.
Nuclear, supposedly.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was going to say something about George Bush, but at Nancy Reagan's funeral, there was a big picture of Hillary and George hugging.
Was there?
Hugging it out.
Yeah.
Both smiling.
Yeah.
It was like, really?
Well, I mean, there's a Bill and George went on tour together. We're hanging out, talking.
The Georges and Bill. Yeah.
I think there's a bond with former presidents, regardless of your, irregardless of your policies and stuff. I think because they're the only people in the world that can understand what you went through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I think that once the politics ends, the politician part of it ends. Yeah, I think there's a very strong bond there.
You know what? Because all those guys who were president realized that the party thing is all bullshit.
It's all bullshit. They know that. They know that going in.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be subtle differences in, what you want to do with immigration or what you want to do with gun control and all that. But, it's all the same and nothing's going to happen.
Right.
To immigration, nothing's going to happen with gun control.
I disagree with that one. I think,
well, immigration or guns?
I think both of them are going to change, actually.
I don't know. Not significantly. It's not going to be you have to turn your guns in, no more guns.
No. I don't think anything like that. But I think that things like stricter background checks and...
I'm for that.
Me too. And waiting periods, all that kind of stuff. You shouldn't be able to walk into a place and grab a gun and walk out without, I don't want to get into gun control a whole lot, but...
I was going
to
suggest that would be one of our topics.
We should probably discuss it at some point, but I think it is a ridiculous set of standards in this country that you need to go through a ton of education, pass a test, and renew that every so often to drive a car. But you need no such tests or education or anything to get a gun. Now, they're both public safety issues. Right. And that's why we train our kids to drive. Or if you didn't take driver's ed, you have to go through a course.
Right.
And you have to re-up that license every year. Get your eyes checked every four years or whatever it is. Get your eyes checked periodically, that kind of stuff to make sure that, it's a public safety issue, to make sure that you're safe on the road. Right. And if you have too many violations, they start to look at that license and maybe revoke that privilege. Owning a gun. I get that people think that it's a right, and I'm not saying that
it's
not. And it
is, based on the Constitution.
Because I believe in the U.S. Constitution.
Well, a musket. You're allowed to have a musket.
Well, I think that, that's all they had back then. But I think you absolutely should have to go through some form of education to own a gun. I think it's ridiculous to not have that. That's just silly. Anyway, sorry.
Well, at some point, I'm interested in having a gun, but what I'm going to do? I'm going to go take shooting. I'm going to go take safety lessons.
You're a responsible person, but...
And shooting, and I want to do it at a range.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I'd bring it in the house. If they have lockers at the place, that's where I'll keep it.
Yeah, it freaks me out a little bit because I have little kids.
Yeah.
Your kids are older.
But you know what? My kids were never snoopers.
Yeah.
They were never kids who would go looking around in our closet.
I don't really have that either. I mean, I do, and I own guns. I just don't have any ammunition.
Right. So you could throw a gun at a person.
I could.
Somebody breaks in, you could toss a weapon at them.
Yeah, I have three. I have a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol.
Dogs that aren't going to attack them. Your pig might go after him.
My pig might go after him.
Your chickens might die.
I got chickens now, too.
Do you actually have chickens?
I do have chickens.
You got any eggs?
No, yeah. They're still little. You got to wait for them to grow up. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but I have five chickens living in my living room right now.
Really?
Yeah.
In the living room?
They're in a bin with a heat lamp and stuff.
Lyle lives out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I do. bumblefuck.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So he has all kinds of farm animals.
I got a
ton of shit.
I got hedgehogs too.
I don't have a single animal, dude.
Yeah, I know you don't. I have.
Three, I had fish at one point.
I have three cats. I have one fish. I have two dogs, a pig, five chickens, two hedgehogs. I think that's it. And a Venus flytrap.
Yeah, which, you know, is carnivore. So
it is. Yeah. But, you know, but yeah, I just love them. I don't know how the hell we got all the way out here. Gun control and then bumblefuck.
Well,
and
we were talking about politics. So yeah. Let's talk about Bernie Sanders a little
bit. We should, because he did take a chunk.
And we'll continue to take chunks. I don't think he really has a realistic path to the nomination. But I think he's going to – he has enough of a followership to – that's going to continue to give him money that will sustain him through the convention.
Yes, I think. He will.
So he's going to task her all the way out. And, you know, if you look at it this way, if you think about 2008 – you know, Hillary was the presumptive nominee in 2008 also. And Obama just kept doing kind of the same thing Bernie's doing, social media.
Yeah, but again, Obama was charismatic, man.
Good speaker.
Very good speaker. And it's not that Bernie's bad. He's just old as fuck. He looks grumpy.
Hair all over the place.
Yeah, he just doesn't really have a good image, I guess, to portray. He's not a rock star. Where
he's not.
Dude, when Obama came through, he's just a rock star. And he still is. You listen to that guy talk, man. He knows how to work a crowd.
Did you see the Seinfeld episode of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Obama?
I think I watched part of it, yeah.
Yeah. It's worth a look.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, I'm not a huge Obama fan. In fact, you know, I would say I'm not a fan of even a little bit of Obama.
Right.
But you watch that and you go, he's a guy I can hang out with. Because politics aside, I hang out with you. I think your politics are for shit. But, you know, Obama as a guy.
Oh, he seems like he's awesome, man.
Seems like a decent guy.
Yeah.
Seems like, you know, not a you see him guy who's full of the office. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see him shooting hoops with people. You see him smoking cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Drinking beers.
He does smoke. I watched a video the other day of him rolling around on the mat in a Brazilian jiu-jitsu school. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he has no fucks to give at this point.
Yeah.
Dude. He's like, I mean, when am I out of here?
Yeah. I mean, and as far as his presidential policies are concerned, it really bothered me that he didn't pull out of Iraq and Afghanistan on the timeline that he said he would. It really bothered me that he didn't close Gitmo.
He ran on those things.
He said every year he was going to close Gitmo. And he still hasn't done it. It really bothered me that his whole drone policies, it makes me absolutely insane that when things happen with guns, he says we're going to do something about this and nothing happens. And this is not just mass shootings. It's also stuff that's happened with the police recently. You know, his policies on marijuana have really bothered me. So I totally agree with the stuff he did with Obamacare. I'm not really happy about the implementation, but it's the right path. People should have fucking healthcare. Nobody should fucking die because they don't have enough money. That's stupid. We live in the richest country in the world, maybe.
It has, you know, completely fucked a lot of people. Middle class folks whose insurance tripled.
I don't know all the data on that, so I can't speak intelligently.
Well, it's anecdotal evidence. I have people I know is like, my insurance went from $500 to $1,600 a quarter or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, is it evidence? You know, no, but
I don't know. I can't speak to the numbers, but I can say that that's a policy that I can get behind. Like,
you
everybody
can,
should
you
have
can
insurance.
Say the cost of your insurance has gone up.
Mine didn't.
Yeah, mine did.
Oh, okay.
Not tripled, but it went up significantly.
Yeah, mine didn't, I don't think.
Well, do you pay for yours at all?
Yeah.
Or? Okay.
Yeah, it's not free.
Well, yours is, but you have to pay for the fam, right?
No, mine's not free.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yours didn't even go up at all?
I think it might have went up.
I'm going to call bullshit.
It might have went up a little bit, but it wasn't like...
Irregardless of Obamacare.
It wasn't even...
Insurance goes up every year.
I don't think it was even like 20% since Obama started. I wouldn't guess. Maybe it's gone up 10% since then.
In eight years, it's only gone up 10%.
It's almost the same every year. Dude, you want me to show you my paperwork? Well, I'll just tell you. I work for a Silicon Valley company. I don't know.
Well, still insurance.
I'm just saying, man. It comes through my employer, and I would have noticed if they started taking bigger chunks of my check. Believe me, it's not cheap.
I would be shocked.
It wasn't cheap.
If it's only gone up 10% in 8 years.
Well, I haven't worked there for 8 years either.
Okay.
So maybe it would have been, you know, $200 a month, and now I'm paying four or something. You know, I don't even know how much I pay.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Maybe it would have been. But I don't remember it being significantly different than it was at my previous job either. So.
Yeah, I think there's things that, that could be done to make it easier, you know, or, you know, the whole, you know, be able to compete across state lines, I think would make insurance cheaper.
Yep.
Those sorts of things, which Obamacare should have addressed but didn't.
Yep.
So, you know, who knows? But, you know, the thing about it, the bad thing about it is that that was the only plan that was available at the time.
It was.
No matter how bad it was something that took care of people who needed help. And what else are you going to do?
What it really, funny enough, what it really did was it ended up fucking really poor people in red states that refused
the,
the Medicare money. Or is it Medicaid?
Well,
which ones?
Both of them.
Yeah. But anyway, they refused the extra
Medicare
money.
Medicare you pay for. Medicaid is free.
Yeah. So they refused the extra money, and that ended up screwing a lot of very, very poor people. All of those governors should be ashamed of themselves. They really should. You don't turn down federal money to help your constituents. You just don't.
I would be curious to see how many of those governors were not reelected the next year.
It wasn't a lot, though. I mean, like people like, Scott Walker got reelected. Jeb Bush got reelected.
Well, Scott Walker wasn't a governor.
Well, what was he? Yeah, he was. Wasn't he?
No, he was a congressman. Senator. Wasn't he was a senator.
Was he a senator? Well, anyway. Well, who was the guy? Maybe it's not Walker. I get that dude confused with somebody else.
You're thinking about the guy from Wisconsin.
Yes. What's his name?
Was that Scott Walker? Oh, okay, Scott. I'm thinking, yeah, you're right. It was Scott Walker.
I always get him mixed up with somebody.
Anyway, he's still governor there, I think.
I think he is, too. Rick Perry got reelected. He is a weird looking dude. He's smarmy too. Scott Walker is.
He is.
You know, just like.
So I'd see him speak. I'd be like, dude, you need to like put on a mask.
Yeah, governor of Wisconsin. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't understand the Rick Perry.
I think
thing.
A lot of them did. Oh, that guy's a fucking. He's such a sleazebag. He's such a sleazebag. And when we start to do the new podcast that we do called Too Fucked Up, we'll do a story that he's peripherally a part of that is just. It's horrifying that somebody in power could act that way.
That dude can sleep at night.
Yeah, if you want to look it up right now, it's the case of Cameron Todd Willingham. So you should look that up. But anyway, so I think a lot of them got reelected, and they refused federal funding to help their constituents. Like, who does that?
Well, there were conditions to get that federal funding, and that's what they didn't want to do.
No. If you listen,
dude,
to
there's
them
conditions
talk about,
for everything.
No. I'm not
they're
saying
just going to write a check and hand over cash.
No. You had to eventually. They had to kick in a little bit more, a little bit more year to year. But the thing that they didn't want was they said they didn't want to, make the program any bigger and more government spending. They didn't agree with that, so they refused the money. And that was when they took it to court. That was the one thing that I think it was the Supreme Court ruled on. Was that Obamacare wasn't illegal, but they couldn't force the states to take the money,
right?
Which totally fucked it up, totally fucked it up, you know. And you know, it's stuff like that that makes me crazy that people vote across party lines instead of thinking about the impact.
Well, that's the same for people who like you who vote Democrat.
No. No, I definitely consider. Well,
I'm talking about politicians. When was the last time somebody with a D after their name voted for something Republican?
Here's the thing, though. They all fucking suck. They all suck.
Right. Well, no, so regardless of their party.
I'm almost always picking the lesser of two evils. In local elections, there are some people.
Well, see, that's subjective.
Maybe it's subjective, but it's my only option.
But,
right?
Yeah. Well, you got to vote your conscience. But
right.
You know, so that's the thing. It's like, you know, I put out on Facebook the other day, you know, it's like, has anybody ever changed their mind about a political candidate based on a Facebook post? Somebody said, yeah, because I got this information. And, you know, my nephew was like, yeah, you know, articles changed my mind. I don't consider, you know, somebody posting an article. But if somebody posts a flaming hate filled meme about somebody, right. Whether it's Trump or Hillary or whatever, I'm like, you know, what are you trying to do?
Just trolling.
You're going to change
my mind?
They're
either trolling or they're inventing. I mean, and both are acceptable on the internet,
right,
I guess.
But you know what? After a while, I'm just like, delete, you know, unfollow. Because I don't want to see that shit.
I fucking hate Facebook. Twitter is a lot better because I can weed through what I want to read and what I don't want to read. If somebody says something dumb, I can just skip it and keep going.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I really enjoy Twitter. And Reddit, of course, is heaven for me because it's all fucking liberals. You know what I mean? So,
well, unless you're at
go to the
Donald, I think is Trump's subreddit.
Might be, but if you go to r/politics, it's just
it's Bernie.
Might as well be r/liberal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Which I get it. It's a lot of younger people. They tend to lean left.
Right.
You know,
Oh, yeah, I'm the dinosaur there. Yeah. Going to be 53.
But that's where I get most of my news, too, but not from that subreddit, but just from Reddit in general, because they have a lot of really cool subreddits and a lot of good information.
If you're not on Reddit yet, I would suggest not going there, because
it'll take over your life.
It'll suck hours out of your day.
There is so much. Like, if you haven't, like, really, if you just only seen it a couple times, maybe you searched for it and a post came up or something, there are so many subreddits. There's subreddits for everything.
Anything you want.
Anything.
Literally anything you want to see,
yeah,
or read, or talk about it. It's
and there's some really, really talented people on Reddit doing things in photography and writing.
You know, the great thing about Reddit is if what you want to deal with isn't there,
you can create
the subreddit.
Anyway, again, we're getting off topic here, but I think local elections are really where it's at, and you know, there's a lot of really fucked up shit that goes on in the state, at the state level and local and county levels, that nobody gives a shit about.
Right. And that's where, I mean, because, you know, really, that's what I said, you know, if regardless of who becomes president, okay,
right,
we'll be fine because, you know, there are checks and balances and you know.
I worry about foreign policy and I worry about taxes.
We'll still
much.
Be fine.
Yeah. I don't want to go to war.
I don't either, but, you know.
A lot of people want us to. That's big business, man.
It is. And, you know, honestly, you know. It's, you know, in with the Depression in World War II, that war brought us out of it.
It did.
So, rather not do that, obviously. But we'll still be fine because there's checks and balances and there's, you know, there's protocols that even if you have a buffoon. And dude, George Bush was president, okay? All right? So,
I think Bush is a smart guy. I just don't think he's very
articulate. I think Trump is a smart guy. He's a buffoon.
I really don't know if he is. How many idiot executives have you known? Come on, man.
Executive?
Yeah.
Like, dude. CEO idiots? I've only known a few, but not many.
I've worked with a lot of really high-level people in various corporations throughout my career, and some of them, I was just like, wow.
Well, they're not...
I mean, listen, they came from a good family, they went through a good school, they got a good job. Okay. But they weren't necessarily president. They certainly weren't presidential.
Right. Not saying he's presidential. I'm saying he's not stupid. Like somebody on Facebook the other day said that Ben Carson was an idiot. I'm like, that's ridiculous. He's far from an idiot.
Huh? He's a neurosurgeon. Right. He's like, could be an idiot.
Yeah. It's like all the people whose lives he saved.
He's a pioneer.
Right. So yeah, not an idiot.
He's not an idiot.
You may not agree with what he said and does, but good God, the guy's not stupid.
He's a bad politician is what he is. He's an amazing.
Which to me is to his credit.
It probably is to his credit. It probably is. That's honestly, that's probably true. But unfortunately, in this popularity contest we call the election, you can't.
Well, you know, as soon as I saw him, you know, oh, Ben Carson's running for president, I'm like, nah, he shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, dude, if you want to retire, you know, there's a beach somewhere for you, you know. Go learn how to shoot pool or something.
Yeah,
Come on.
He did all right at first, but, yeah, you know, it didn't
well,
last because
he had a couple of good moments in debates, and his numbers went up, but then, you know, he said some stupid shit down the line.
The thing is, Trump can just go out there and go, you're a fucking idiot, and everybody goes, yeah, you know, he can say anything.
Pretty much.
And people cheer for him. I really don't understand it because I have to believe that somewhere in the back of their minds, there's a tiny part of them that goes, really? We're really going to elect Donald Trump, the reality TV star, the guy who made millions and millions of dollars on the on casinos that basically rob people, you know, building contracts where he's getting sued. Like, that's the guy we're going to elect.
I just
don't understand.
I'm going to find a transcript of this. I don't want to actually play him saying it.
You don't want to?
I don't want to play it. I don't want to play a video of it. I want to read it.
Well, that's fair play if it's in the news.
Yeah, but I don't want to go through that.
Okay.
But basically, it was his victory speech last night in Florida, and he basically said nothing for like 2 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's true.
I really, really want to find this.
I'm sorry that you can't find it.
I'm sorry as well.
Definitely sucks. You know, but I think it's interesting where we are in this state of the country right now, where you have these two parties that are infighting, and one of them, everybody's so goddamn crazy that the crazy guy seems sane, and the other one, everybody just wants to see the crazy guy lose so bad they're willing to vote for pretty much a criminal. You know what I mean? It's just like, they're like, well, I don't know if Bernie can beat Trump, so we got to beat Trump. That's really Hillary's major. She just run on that. It should be Hillary Clinton 2016. I'm not Trump.
All right, so here, this isn't last night. This was when after Texas. He's like, it's really been great. I want to congratulate Ted on the winning of Texas. He worked hard on he. I know how hard he worked, actually. So I congratulate Ted Cruz on that win. That was an excellent win. We're going to make America great again, folks. We're going to make it great again. And, you know, I watched Hillary's speech, and she's talking about wages have been poor, and everything's doing badly. But we're going to make it. She's been there for so long. I mean, if she hasn't straightened it out by now, she's not going to straighten it out in the next 4 years. It's just going to become worse and worse. She wants to make America whole again, and I'm trying to figure out what this is all about. What the hell is he talking about?
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. Hillary, make America great.
Hillary sucks.
Ted Cruz. And
you know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he doesn't.
And people are like.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, make America great again. You know what, motherfucker? We are great. Greatest goddamn country in the world.
Oh, wait, this is it, though. America. This is it. Hang on. Let me see if I can get this.
Wait a minute.
This is even better.
Oh, God. This you can't get any better than that. That was a nothing speech right there.
Let's see.
What are you doing, man? You're killing me over there.
So we started and something happened called Paris. Paris happened and Paris was a disaster. There have been many disasters, but it was Paris. And then we had a case in Los Angeles where it was in California where the 14 young people were killed. And it just goes on and on and on. And what happened with me is this whole run took on a whole new meaning. Not just borders, not just good trade deals. We're going to make the best trade deals you've ever seen. We've got such endorsements from Carl Icahn and the smartest people in the business. And these people are going to be negotiating our deals and they're the best in the world. We have the best business people in the world. We're going to have such great deals. We're going to have such good, we're going to be so good with trade. We're going to do so good on the border. All he had to do was go, like Howard Dean did.
I know. I wish he would fucking do that.
Oh, that would be great.
But then you have Ted Cruz as the runner-up, and he's just as bad.
Nobody was talking about him yesterday. They were talking about Kasich. They were talking about Rubio bagging out. And they were talking about Trump. See, that's the thing that kills me about Trump is no matter what he does, positive, negative, he controls the media for that day. I said this before. When was the last time you heard Obama say anything on the news?
Right.
I'm sure he's there, but, you know, it's like 90% Trump and, you know, 5%.
Well, that's what's so ridiculous about our system. I mean, it's completely ridiculous.
It's the 24-hour news cycle.
The 24-hour news cycle. The fact that the media completely shapes the way things are seen. And you have this political system that's this huge popularity contest. The Electoral College is bullshit. Districting is bullshit, right?
Gerrymandering is out of control.
Is bullshit. You know, it really should be. It should be a popular vote, 100% a popular vote. Whoever wins, wins.
And people should be allowed to vote on their phones.
They should be able to. All this voter ID laws and shit, they're bullshit. They're complete and utter bullshit. And last time I went up and I voted, they asked me for my ID. And I said, do I have to have ID? And the lady said, no, you do not. And I said, well, then I would like to not show it. And she said, that's fine. You know? And I just did it to see if I could actually do it.
Right.
Because I wasn't sure about the laws in Delaware. But they're total crap, dude. There was a time in this country where election fraud was a real deal, especially at local levels.
Yeah.
Right. There was speculation that that's how Edgar Allan Poe died. I don't know if you know this or not, but he was found, like, really fucked up.
I know that, yeah, that his he was death very, was very, very drunk. Question.
There was speculation there was some blunt force trauma. He was wearing somebody else's clothes. And he died like 2 days later or something. And what they would do is they'd drive around to bars where people were drinking and they'd come in there and they'd club them. They'd dress them up in other people's suits, keep feeding them liquor. And they'd take them from polling place to polling place, changing their clothes, and give them the vote over and over again for the same person.
Right.
There was a time when that was a real issue. That's not today. That doesn't happen anymore. Right. People go, they walk in, they vote. I mean, they've done a ton of studies on it and it's like a super low percentage,
it's not enough to swing a vote.
It's not even it might be a vote that's unaccounted for. Like literally one, you know, in certain scenarios. So it's a super, super small number.
A devil's advocate question here.
Go ahead.
If you know, voter fraud that is poorly done is discovered. Mm-hmm. If it's voter fraud that's successful, you never find out.
Well, I mean, that's totally true, but we can't change the whole system and make it more difficult for a certain percent of the population to vote simply because something might be going on that we have never detected. Like, yeah, there might be aliens might be influencing it too, but we can't fucking.
Maybe you mean like Illegal aliens or
no.
like space aliens?
No, space aliens. Oh, okay.
Well, because, you know, aliens might actually be affecting it.
I don't know if that's true or not. There's only a certain number of names, so you have to fill in one of those things. I guess you could take somebody else's name and a whole block of other people's names, maybe.
Right.
So, but that would be really difficult to do. It would be much easier to do on an electronic level, and that's where they should focus, yeah. right? Because electronic voter fraud could, I mean, people hack into all kinds of shit. So that's a possibility. So they should focus all that energy on securing the electronics in those areas if they're concerned about voter fraud, because that's a much easier avenue. Nobody's going to gather up 100,000 people and have them vote in somebody else's name.
Right, right.
That's impossible. You know what I mean?
Well,
enough to swing a vote. It would be.
It's not enough to swing a presidential vote. It may be enough to swing a mayor vote
maybe.
Or a city council vote.
Maybe, but still, right. you'd think that would be really recognizable.
You'd think.
It would be really easy to identify. I can't imagine anybody getting away with that. So they're total, they're horseshit, man. And they've wasted a lot of money and a lot of time, you know, and they're trying, it's obvious, they're trying to make it more difficult for lower income people and minorities to vote. It's super obvious. You know, they found a way to do that. It's just like gerrymandering. It's bullshit. You know, the fact that you can redraw a district in a state so that more of a certain minority population or a low-income population or a left-leaning population is in one spot or a red-leaning population is in another spot, so you can get one, you know, or two more districts for whatever candidate you're doing it for, either side of the fence, is total horseshit.
It is. Well, and it's not just Republicans that are trying to swing.
No, I know.
Right. I mean, you know, there's an argument, and I think it's a relatively strong one, that, you know, the reason that Democrats are so amnesty crazy is because, you know, people from Mexico that come here tend to vote Democrat.
Of course.
So if all those people become Democrats all of a sudden, Republicans never win another election.
I mean, here's the other thing.
Presidential.
Well, election. Until they change their tune. And this is the thing, though, Kevin. So hold on. So here, this is an important point that I think we should bring up. Number one, you're absolutely correct. I have no doubt that the Democratic Party has thought that out. Because, dude,
wait a minute. The fact that Republicans haven't thought about that is crazy to me. It's like, wait a minute.
It is crazy.
How can you not know this?
The other thing is, dude, if the Democrats ever, and it might happen in 2020, if they ever swing Texas, goodbye. Goodbye. They never lose again until the Republican Party changes their policies enough to compete.
Well,
and that's what America's about.
That's what I think scares the GOP right now about Trump, because he's not that conservative, you know, Bible-thumping Republican candidate. You know, Mitt Romney, you know, being a Mormon,
yeah.
Not their kind of religion, but still religious enough.
Right.
All right. So, you know, here's Trump who, you know, I saw him, this was months ago, where people are blessing him, and he's just looking around. He doesn't have his eyes closed or his head bowed or anything. He's just like, no, right.
Right.
I guess this is part of it. You know, I'm not saying he's not religious, but he's not.
I mean, he'll claim to be a Christian regardless, right?
Well, everybody does.
Yeah.
You know, when they're running, even Democrats. Which,
sure, you have to. I mean, this is a Christian country, like it or not. I don't think it belongs in politics, but it's a thing that people care about.
That's where Trump, I think, is gaining. See, I think it's not one specific thing that Trump is the appeal to Trump. It's you know immigration. He's against illegal immigration. He wants to build the wall. I'm for that because it's killing me. Yada yada. So I'm going to vote for Trump.
Right.
You know, he's not beholden to lobbyists, and I think the outsider. We need to stop the bullshit in Washington.
Yep.
That's why I'm going to vote for Trump. So I think it's a bunch of these different things, and they're willing to overlook all of the bullshit because he addresses some of their needs.
Yeah.
And I think that's what that's the appeal to Hillary, and that was the appeal to everybody who's ever run and won, is that, you know, very few candidates, I think, satisfy everybody's across the board.
Well, I think that's a very important point, because it's what a lot of people I have spoken to about their political affiliations. They have a very dogmatic approach to how they view their politics, right? And it's not just religious dogma, right? It could be any political or social issue, name it. One guy told me before, you know, I think we were talking about Obama, his first race. And I said, what's not to like about this guy? Like, he does all this stuff. He's pretty much central. Like, you know, he's really charismatic. And he said flat out, he said he's pro-life, or he's pro-choice. I mean, he said, I'm a Christian. I can't go along with that. it's cut and dry. I vote the other way. So it was the one issue.
Right.
An issue that's never going to get overturned, by the way.
No.
Yeah, and I know some of you people out there that are pro-life, I'm sorry to offend you, but it's not going to get overturned. Roe v. Wade is done. It's done and done. It'll never get overturned. Not in this country. No way. And it doesn't matter who gets into office. You get Ted Cruz in office, he will not be able to overturn it. There's nothing he can do. There's nothing they can do.
Yeah, I think it would be very difficult. You know, it's one of my big things is that you cannot legislate morality.
You can't.
People are going to have sex out of wedlock or even in wedlock, and they're not going to want the baby. So they're going to have that happen regardless.
They are. There's only one way to address abortions, and it's been proven over and over again, and it's education. You know, that actually does work and impacts, greatly impacts the amount of abortions in a society. What I think is ironic is that the very people that are pro-choice or pro-life, rather, are very anti-sex education. So you kind of come up with this super like storm of course you're going to have a, they just want people to not have, they want young people to not have sex. Guess what? They're going to fucking
it's
have
going
sex.
To happen.
Yes. All the time. All the time.
As you much know. As they can.
Yeah. Because sex is awesome. And it's super naive for you to say, oh, you know, my kid won't because I taught him this and the Bible and stuff like that. Dude, great. Educate your kid the way you want to. But if you don't teach him about their body, you're doing them a disservice. And you're going to get them into a position that they don't know what they're doing. And that is that's a horrifying thing to me.
Yeah. So we only teach abstinence. Well, yeah. Guess what you're going to have? You're going to have a teenage parent.
You know how those dudes are going to be abstinent? None.
They may try.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's a tough thing at that age. And the funny thing is a lot of these people, they were banging when they were kids too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's happened since the beginning of time.
Well, that's the thing that kills me about politicians, and this has happened to a few Republicans, is they're completely anti-gay marriage, anti-gay, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Turns and then they're caught getting BJs in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, there was an interesting...
Or giving.
There was an interesting study that was done that they showed a bunch of people images of naked men, a bunch of dudes, images of naked men, and they had given them a questionnaire to fill out prior to it or something like that. And the people that... answered questions that tended to be more angry or violent in nature towards homosexuality were the ones that registered a visual response in their body upon seeing...
Oh, increased heart rate.
Yeah,
sort of
like
thing.
Blood flow, that kind of stuff, upon right. seeing the naked men.
Well,
so,
it's because, you know, well, I'm going to psychoanalyze here. But it's because they hate that part of themselves,
yeah.
So they're angry at that part of themselves.
I think we need to start looking at homosexuality and heterosexuality as a scale, right? It's a sliding scale. Some people are at zero. Some people are at 100 on the other side.
Like you.
Right.
You're like 96.
Most people are somewhere, maybe in their side, like heterosexual side or homosexual side, they're somewhere in the middle, right? And I think if we viewed it that way, it wouldn't be so cut and dry. Like that person's gay and this person's hetero and that person's trans, right? It wouldn't, I think it would be less of an issue if we could view it as a spectrum rather than black and white.
You know,
it's totally not.
And I, you know, I believe the children are.
Like I'm probably 73%
straight.
Straight.
So that means you're over a quarter gay?
Yeah, probably, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Brad Pitt's gorgeous, man. Have you seen Trent Reznor? Dude, it's amazing looking. You know what I mean? I can recognize that. So there's a portion of me that can see that person's attractive. I'm not physically attracted to them, but
right.
I can see, I notice it. So there's a portion. It's not like I look at them and they look like a cylinder, right?
Right.
Or a hideous dog or something like that.
Well, I think recognizing what a good-looking human being is doesn't make you gay.
I didn't say it made me gay. I said it made me...
Well, you said you're over 25%
right,
gay.
So maybe it's 5%. Maybe it's 15%.
That's fine.
We can argue percentages, but I'm just saying...
I think you're fine, dude.
There's a scale.
I like you no matter what. no matter where you are.
That makes me much more comfortable, Kevin, though,
sure that
I have
does.
Your acceptance. But yeah, I just think it's wrong to see it as cut and dry.
Well, there was a movie years ago. I can't remember the name of it, but there was a kid in a high school class, and the teacher was saying, you know, the scale from, you know, 100% straight to 100% gay is this. It's actually a name for it. And the teacher said, and sometime in our lives, all of us have feelings and emotions that are across this entire scale.
Right.
You know, so yeah. I remember that because the next scene is, you know, the dude's in a bathroom and, you know, somebody comes up to him. He's like, remember this guy we were talking about? This is me way the fuck over here. So anyway,
yeah, it's
pretty funny line.
Yeah.
What the hell was it? I think John Cryer was in it.
I don't know.
I'll have to effort that.
Yeah, you should effort it later.
Where he went undercover as a high school kid because he was a stock trader who was running from
the law?
Running from the mob.
Oh, wow.
The hell was the name of that?
I don't know.
Anyway, so there you go.
All right. I mean, did we talk? We talked a lot about stuff. We didn't really.
We busted the hour, Mark.
Whatever.
I don't know that we came to any conclusions.
It's just fucked. I can say that. Everything's fucked. Did we get any questions, by the way?
You know, I put a tweet out late. I should have put it out last night, but I didn't.
Doesn't look like we got any. Let me check.
So if you want to comment on any of this stuff we're talking about, please tweet to @yesrandom, @yesrandom, and we'll you know have some discourse with you if you want to talk about it.
No,
we'll go there.
We didn't get any. That's a shame. I enjoyed the rapid fire round last time.
I think somebody sent something like a week and a half ago or something about, hey, next show, but I can't find it. So, if we can find it, we'll address it, next show.
Yeah.
So we're at the, every other week, schedule with this now.
At some point we're going to start doing them every week. I really enjoy these conversations.
Yeah.
They're a lot of fun. And we're not going to stick to politics every week, so don't have to worry about that.
In fact, we probably won't touch on politics again
for a while.
It
may come up because it's current culture, it's current pop culture, really, which is sad.
Yeah. Well, probably around convention time, because one of the things that, you know, is big news right now is, you know, is the GOP going to contest the vote and all that kind of stuff?
But who would they put forward?
Cruz? I've heard Mitt.
Yeah, if Mitt comes back,
Mitt
that's
loses
valid.
Big.
He probably does, but he's a much better candidate than Trump is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know,
he is.
You know, I didn't mind him when he ran in 2012.
At least he's a fucking politician.
Well, at least
he knows how to field the questions.
He's a guy who's done the gig.
Right.
He's gotten things done, whether you like him or not. He's a guy who gets stuff done. So, you know, if I had to choose between Trump and Mitt, I'd go Mitt.
Yeah.
Now,
well, thank God.
A lot of people would choose Hillary over Mitt for a lot of different reasons. I'm sorry, dude. Am I boring you?
No, I caught a yawn. My bad. Tired today, man. Very sleepy tonight.
Yeah, so I guess that's the show.
All right, bitches.
We weren't random enough, really. We were kind of almost on topic.
No,
the whole
we
time.
Got into a lot of other stuff. We talked gun control. We talked a little bit of homosexuality. We talked about some Onion articles. I don't know.
Anyway. You know, as the conventions draw near, we may revisit this. Maybe not a whole show, but...
Yeah, we're going to talk about a lot of other shit, too. Technology stuff, pop culture.
We were talking with my son earlier, talking about doing a video game
video
show.
Video games.
You know, our first exposure to that, where they are, where we think they may go.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. It's all porn, by the way.
Yeah, it's all porn.
What was that joke? If they got rid of all the porn sites on the internet, there would only be only one left that said bringbacktheporn.com.
Well, the great thing about porn is it's led the internet in all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
Shopping cart stuff.
Oh,
and live streaming.
Yep.
And,
video services. Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
With all that money we made looking at people screwing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I personally don't partake.
Me either. No, yeah. Never. Would not look at that.
Yeah. All right, bitches. We are out.
Yeah, check us out. Yes, Random. Fantasy Football Guys, Fantasy Baseball Guys, out again.
Yeah, we did that.
Fantasy Hockey Guys.
Check them out.
Peace out, bitches.
We're going to let this music roll to the end.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
That's fun. No.